Well, there's a little story I've always enjoyed, and it was about the community of nuns living in the convent out in the middle of the country whose mother superior was dying. And because the nuns had their own farm and ranch, they were able to provide their mother superior with fresh cow's milk every day. So every morning and every evening, they went out and they brought her fresh cow's milk for her to drink. But unbeknownst to Mother Superior, every time they poured a generous amount of brandy into the milk each time. And believe it or not, this kept the little nun going for about 5 more years. And as she was slipping away on her deathbed, they all gathered around to hear the wisdom and the last words of the knowledge of Mother Superior that she was about to impart to them. So they all gathered around her bed and she whispered her final words, "Sisters, whatever you do, don't sell that cow." Now, a person's last words are very important. You know, we've had, if you study history, there's so many powerful last words that people speak before their death. We think of Father Miguel Pro, a wonderful Catholic priest who was shot to death by the firing squad in Mexico during the time of the 1920s. His last words were, "Long live Christ the King." Those were his last words. And the people of Mexico responded and kept their faith despite the persecution. In our own country, down in Texas, we have the famous saying, you know, "Remember the Alamo." That was a famous phrase as well. Or those that were going to their death during the time of Caesar would say, "We who are about to die salute you," before their death. So a person's last words are so important to listen to. What are their last words? What will they say before they die? Well, in the Lord's case, before the Lord ascended into heaven, he gave us his last words, his final testament, called his last will and testament. What did Jesus say? "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Those were the Lord's last words to us before he ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father. And his words are so important. When the Lord first gathered his disciples, he said, "Come, follow me." But his last words were, "Go and preach the gospel to every creature." So the Lord invited the apostles first to come to him, and they spent 3 years with him. But then before he ascended, he told them to go forth and to spread the gospel to every creature. We call this his ascension commandment. These were our Lord's last message to the church and to each one of us. So we should ask ourselves the question, have we responded to the Lord's commissioning to us? Do we spread the gospel to others? Do we share our Catholic faith, or do we keep it to ourselves? Fortunately for us, the apostles did not keep the faith to themselves, and they went throughout the entire world and spread the gospel. St. Thomas went to India, St. James went to Spain. The apostles traveled all over because Christ commissioned them. But we too are commissioned to spread the gospel. Jesus did his part by suffering on the cross, by dying, by rising from the dead, but he wants us to do our part. He is the head of the body, we are his members, and Jesus commissions us to go out and to help save souls. It's an amazing privilege and responsibility that all of us have to be incorporated into Christ and to be commissioned by him to spread the gospel to every creature. In our Legion of Mary handbook, which is such a great spiritual classic, there's a paragraph which I think is the most beautiful paragraph in the entire Legion of Mary handbook. And it says, "When Christ said all, he meant all." That Christian commission inspires us to reach out to people everywhere, to the least ones, to the greatest ones, to those near, to those remote, to the ordinary people, to the wickedest, to the farthest shack, to all afflicted creatures, to the diabolical types, to the loneliest lighthouse, to the leper, to the forgotten sort, to victims of drink and vice, to the dangerous classes, to the dwellers in caves and caravans, to those on the battlefield, to those who hide, to the avoided places, to the lowest den, to the icy waste, to the sun-baked desert, to the densest jungle, to the dismal swamp, to the uncharted island, to the undiscovered tribe, out into the absolute unknown to find if there is someone living there, right on to the ends of the earth where the rainbow rests. No one must evade our search, lest the gentle Jesus frown upon us. So that paragraph from the Legion of Mary Handbook reminds us that we're called to reach out to everyone to spread the faith. And some of you do this on your own. Some of you teach religious ed or help spread the faith on your own in certain ways. Others, you know, need the encouragement of having groups, Bible studies and prayer groups and Knights of Columbus and Legion of Mary and others to help them to learn the faith and then to evangelize. So that's the first thing I hope you remember from today's Mass of the Ascension, is that we're called to evangelize, we're called to spread our faith. And really, there's two more things that I hope we remember from today's Mass and from the readings. So number one is the call to evangelize and share the faith. Number two is the virtue of hope, the virtue of hope. Because whenever we pray the Rosary, especially the second glorious mystery and meditate upon the Ascension, the fruit of that mystery is hope. That's what we need. We need hope in this day and age when there's so many problems and difficulties in the world and in society. We need the virtue of hope. Hope is such an important virtue, especially for those who are struggling with suffering or difficulty or challenges in their lives. People going through discouragement or despair, what do they need? They need the virtue of hope. So when you pray that second mystery of the Rosary, that beautiful mystery, the Ascension, pray for that virtue, the virtue of hope. And lastly, number three, the third thing I hope you remember from today's Mass is heaven. Because that's what Jesus did. He ascended into heaven. He says, I will go and prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. So the Lord says that I am going to heaven, not to abandon you, but to be your hope and to be your goal. So even though we live in this world and we work in this world, our eyes should always be focused on the kingdom of heaven. That is the ultimate reality that will never end. This earth is passing away. Whether he gives us 50 years, 75 years, 100 years on earth, it's all going to disintegrate eventually. But what lasts is heaven and the kingdom of heaven. So I always think about those three things when I think about the feast day of the Ascension, that we're commissioned by Christ to spread the gospel to every creature. We should always be filled with hope, because where the head of the church has gone, we hope to follow. And third, that Jesus loves us so much that he has prepared a place for us in heaven, and we're called to strive with God's grace to get there and to help as many souls get there as well. God bless you.